What summer festivals are on now?
Google helps you find the news that matters most to you. Whether you're looking for news from international publications or your local paper, learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
My next guest is also a doctor, and he's here to talk about the gyrations we're entering now when it comes to healthcare and what the government's going to do. Yesterday, the healthcare minister said that we should prepare for changes because the current situation is unsustainable. This morning, we're going to learn more about it, but I think this is going to be a long rollout of initiatives, some possibly good, many possibly bad. Dr. Dick Zoutman is a former chief of staff of the Scarborough Health Network, now a professor at Queen's and the University of Toronto. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good to meet with you.
Okay, so, I mean, what signals do you have from the government, aside from the sort of presumption that any conservative government wants to privatize everything, but what are you seeing on the horizon that tells you that there is going to be an introduction of private health care?
Well, there was a commentary from the previous health minister in Ontario that, during a news conference, that there would be privatization was on the table. And we're seeing, of course, continuing evidence of this going back to the Harris government. I mean, they privatized long-term care with disastrous results, as we've seen during the COVID pandemic, home care, which is in a shambles. They're saying in very vague kind of terms, everything's on the table. It's what they're not saying, in that, privatization is off the table. So we take that as a very clear and present message. And the Ontario Health Coalition, with whom I'm working, are taking it as a very clear signal that privatization is definitely in the plans for Ontario's healthcare system.
Okay, let me play you a clip from the House yesterday. This is Doug Ford, and see if it offers you any reassurance.
No one in this province, as long as our government is here, no one will have to pay with their credit card. They'll be paying with their OHIP card.
Okay, do you take him at his word?
Well, paying with your OHIP card may be true, and you may not have to flash your credit card, but there's other ways that privatization ends up costing us through our tax dollars. You don't pay with your credit card right now for some privatized healthcare, but you pay for your tax dollars. And as a result, there are people profiteering off the system and accelerating the costs and wasting the public's money.
How do you plan to wage your battle, or is it all going to be in the public forum?
Well, it has to be in the public forum, because our healthcare system, that is a single payer system that is accessible and equal to all in Canada, is a part of the Canadian fabric. It's part of the Canadian psyche of who we are and see ourselves as a people. And it's absolutely critical that this debate be open and transparent, and that the people of Canada and of Ontario speak out, because the vast majority of Canadians and Ontarians do not want privatized healthcare under any circumstance.
See, my contention or position has always been that as long as we have a baseline of quality for the general population, then if somebody wants to pay more for something else, then they should be allowed to do so.
Yeah, that's the common misconception, that will result in, people who can pay can get their joint replacement faster. But what that does is it sucks resources out of the healthcare system, in the public system, so that they're now working in the private system. And so the public system gets starved. And those who are waiting for more complex procedures, or let's say you get a disastrous illness that requires, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, major surgeries, or a bone marrow transplant, there's no way the private system is going to deal with that. And then the resources that are necessary to apply to the care of people with those complex problems is going to be shortchanged with absolutely disastrous consequences. It's folly. Private health care is not the way Canadians want the system to work, and it's not good for Canadians' health.
Doctor, thank you very much. Part of, as we like to say here, a much longer conversation, but that's ours for today. I appreciate this.
My pleasure. Anytime. Take care.
What's happening with the rental market?
What summer festivals are on now?
What are the best road trips this summer?
Google helps you find the news that matters most to you. Whether you're looking for news from international publications or your local paper, we help you find a variety of reliable sources. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.